SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A key summit coming up later in the week.
President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Alaska Friday to discuss ending the war with Ukraine. Trump suggests exchanging territories.
There'll be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both.
Notably missing from the upcoming meeting, Ukraine. European nations rallying behind them, saying peace can't be resolved without the country. Zelensky agreeing to Trump's peace proposal, but refusing to give up Ukraine's bid for NATO membership and rejecting acknowledgement of Russia's annexation of any of its regions. Meanwhile, Trump missing his own deadline last Friday to impose sanctions if the Kremlin did not move toward a settlement. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump continues taking action to clean up Washington, D.C. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor says there is no current spike in crime in the city, but the president disagrees and he's vowing to crack down on criminals. He's already ordered an increased federal law enforcement presence in D.C. this week. On Sunday, he wrote online that he wants to move the homeless out of Washington immediately and move them far from the Capitol. He's scheduled to hold a press conference on Monday to discuss the matter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Georgia man who had blamed the COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal has been identified as the shooter who opened fire Friday at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters, killing a police officer. 30-year-old suspect who died during the incident had also tried to actually get into the CDC headquarters in Atlanta earlier, but he was stopped by guards before driving to a pharmacy across the street and then opened fire. This is SRN News. A fight is brewing over a United Nations treaty.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child does not mention abortion, but the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child thinks that it should. The committee is trying to add language to the treaty that would require signatories to agree to make sure that underage girls can get an abortion. That would be a non-starter for many countries with pro-life laws and might undermine the treaty entirely. Representatives of Argentina have already said no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Group of performers traveling across the U.S. singing church songs, first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations in the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole language that is rooted in West Africa. Recent performance took place at Coffin Point Praise House, one of three remaining wooden structures that once served as a place of worship for them. This is SRN News. Well, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he hopes the release of jailed activist Jimmy Lai is part of any U.S.-China trade deal.
The Chinese want a deal, and they understand how important freedom and democracy are to the American people. And Jimmy Lai is a great Catholic. He's a great patriot, Chinese patriot, who is fighting for a better Hong Kong. And, I'm hopeful that he'll be part of that deal.
And he says he's optimistic President Trump will secure the release of Jimmy Lai.
I think President Trump wants a good trade deal more than anything right now for the U.S. economy and to put America first. But if we can get Jimmy Lai out as part of that negotiation, that would be terrific. And I know he's top of mind for Secretary Rubio, for Secretary Bessent, for Secretary Lutnick, I've got high hopes, but again.
More details at srnnews.com.